Both holes?
And that's why Josh isn't doing jokes anymore.
I got one more. An American enters a Swiss bank with a giant, heavy sack in each of his hands. He goes to the teller, brings his face close to the glass, and whispers, "I have $2 million with me. I urgently need to open a secret Swiss bank account." The Swiss bank teller replies in a normal volume, "Sir, there's no need to whisper. Poverty is nothing to be ashamed of in Switzerland."
Okay.
I had to find one quick. Yeah. The ones didn't work.
That's good. It's good. All right, everybody.
I'll do better.
To Almost Live.
I hope that's how your show goes.
Almost Live. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I know. I don't count. Can't call my tongue.
All right, now that we got through that joke, which I'm not going to lie to you, was our third take at this.
Was it only three?
Yeah. We're going to get into our intros. Let's start over here real quick with my buddy Thomas. Tom, cheers. How you doing?
Doing swell. How are you doing, Ryan, the program Lehman?
I'm doing terrible, but thanks. I appreciate it. Rough day. My father is in the ER, as you guys know, not in the ER, ICU. He's battling some stuff. Thanks, man. And it was my late mom's birthday, so, you know, it's kind of a weird day for me. But anyway, I'm so glad to be here.
Birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
Yeah, even your watch has been two better days.
Yeah. That was the draft. All right, Sparkles, how are you today?
Yep.
All right, I'm here. Okay.
I'm here.
You look tired.
I've been up for 18 hours at this point, and it's going a little bit longer.
You know, you do well at all my shows. I'm excited to see how you do so tired.
You just told him to take the bet. Oh, yeah. I'm not expecting to win tonight.
Okay, all right, Joshua, my man.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today, buddy?
Feeling pretty good. Not a bad day. Nothing too crazy. And I'm ready to kick some butt and get my second win of the season.
Excellent. All right. Tommy, look, can you tell us some stats, my friend, before we get into our show?
Stat me up. You got to stat me up. Stat me up. You got to stat me up. All right. Our video. Show stats in first place. Ryan, the program Lehman at 2.5.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Why is it called the program?
Yeah, why is it the program?
Didn't somebody call you that in high school?
That's so funny you just said that, though. But, yeah. Yes, Kurt Swanson.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah, all the time.
Why the program?
Because he said I looked like Joe, whatever the guy's name is, the quarterback.
No.
In the program?
Yeah.
The program.
Like, were you like...
His hair was like that.
Were you, yeah. Like, were you like 100 pounds lighter?
At least.
He didn't come out like that when he was born, so...
In high school, this guy was suave.
In second, Spark, you're 2 wins.
What is Ryan at?
2.5.
Fuck.
I'm in third with 1.5, and Josh is in last with 1.
One, put it up, son.
Josh, oh, does your neck get sore looking up at everybody else?
Oh, man.
Movie stats.
Hold it down.
Where the hell's the van? What's your favorite scary movie? Toodaloo, motherfucker.
I think this is the first time he's ever stuttered in
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
He made eye contact.
I know.
Can't make eye contact.
I was hoping you were going to go with Last Action Hero.
So.
Because I watched that last night.
Really?
What was the line?
It was on Tubi.
What line were you going to say? Or would you say?
I remember it.
I can't remember it. Yeah.
Anyway.
I like
it. I'll be back.
This includes the most recent movies where.
I was going to say that.
The most recent movies, Josh picked.
Civil War.
And he got number. He got first.
Because I
picked Godzilla.
It's Monday. We can't. No.
Well, these are the temporary stats, but I'm second. Godzilla 2. And then Sparky got the sixth best movie. Seventh best movie. The Omen.
Really?
Monkey Man got sixth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you and I looked at mine and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I go, yes, Ryan is just as bad as me.
So here are the here's the points. Tommy, I have 35. Then Josh is 38. Sparky, 47. And Ryan, 50.
I'm not in last?
No.
Yes.
So it's a two-man race for first and two-man race for not being last.
I'm at 50 and he's at 48.
47.
47. Oh, boy.
Right, there's your stats.
As long as I can stay one behind you until I get first again.
Well, me and Josh talk about what movie we're going to see.
All right.
So they're going to make it take us to.
Excuse me. All right. Let's get started with our first game before we see who the order is. We have a toss-up question worth one of these red chips right here. No, you got it right. No.
Yes.
I need to know. I need you guys to write on your board.
No buzzers?
No, just write on your board. What show number do you think this is? What show number? We had a big show for our 75th. I'll give you that clue. Last year. So
it's a good clue.
So what number show? And this is only since we restarted. And I don't know. That's it. That's all I got. So are you guys ready?
Nope. I need one more second to carry
the one. If you're taking time on this one, we're in trouble. Because we get a long show.
All right.
All right. Everybody on three.
Two, one,
flip. 90, 87, 94. Thomas is dead on. Show number 94.
He's the one who uploads them.
Yeah. All right. That means you get to start with our first top 10 of the night. We do have two. And I said, it was kind of funny you said that because it kind of goes into the theme of this. The top 10 best all-time TV and movie quarterbacks. All right, now, if you can name the character name, you get double points from their spot. Otherwise, you can just tell me the guy from blank, 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 and I will still give you normal points.
TV and movie?
Okay, TV and movie.
Now, these are characters, or do real people
count? The characters. Characters are double. If you real people, will still get you the amount, the regular amount.
I mean, real quarterbacks.
Yes, go with that.
Yeah. TV and movie.
No, let him.
Like, if there's a real quarterback in the NFL that was in a movie, do they count?
Sure.
Whatever you think.
All right. So go ahead.
I'm confused. Your
first shot.
Just fucking name
It'll
someone.
It'll clear it up.
Just name Jay Cutler. Come on.
I'm going to go with, I guess, James Vanderbeek from Varsity Blues.
He's definitely on there. He is number five, Jonathan Moxie from Varsity Blues.
Jonathan what?
Moxon. You're right.
That's the only one I fucking know.
All right, well, it's your turn. So that's not a great sign.
Oh, fuck. I don't even fucking know anymore.
Is this your list, James?
Yeah. Just count me down. There's my list.
Yeah, I get you. I thought you would be
on this one. God, I don't know his name.
And sorry,
I'm not going to give it away.
I'll take Adam Sandler from The Longest Yard.
Oh, motherfucker.
All right. He is definitely on here. Paul Crewe. He is number six from The Longest Yard. Five chips for Josh. Tommy, back to you.
Dan Marino from Ace Ventura.
Dumbass.
Dan Marino is not on the list.
What? You said Chaffer?
I know. Terrible. If I could redo it, he'd be number one.
That's why I asked these questions.
Yep. That was a good question. Shit. All right. Spark, back to you, buddy.
I'm going to use the whole countdown, just so you know.
All right. Here we go. What's
his fucking name? Fuck. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
The Replacements.
The Replacements. Good. He is definitely on there. Shane Falco.
That fuck.
From The Replacements. He is number seven. Four chips for Spark. All right.
I go Scott Bakula from Necessary Roughness.
Number one is Paul Blake from Paul. Necessary Roughness.
It's necessary, guys.
That's who I was thinking of.
Oh.
Ten chips.
And I didn't want to say
about it. I can just say the quarterback from this movie. I don't have to say the...
Yep. Like, oh, really?
The quarterback from The Program?
The quarterback from The
Program. I thought you needed to know the actor's name.
No. Joe Kane is number three from The Program.
That was my
eight chips.
Craig Schaefer?
Yep, yeah. Craig Schaefer.
I didn't think you guys would get that one.
All right, Spark, over to you.
All right, well, in that case, the quarterback from Friday Night Lights.
There's kind of a lot of quarterbacks from Friday Night Lights. Are we talking movie? Are we talking TV show?
The TV show.
Okay.
The kid. The one that... the main kid.
Okay. Matt Saracen?
Yes.
Yeah, Matt Saracen.
Eighth on the list for Matt Saracen.
That's fucking points.
Three chips. Sauce.
I just had one. I lost it. Hold on.
That's fair.
What did you say?
Are we going to count them now?
I'll take the quarterback from Little Giants.
No, I'm sorry. Steve Rice.
Oh, that is.
Wow.
Nice.
Tommy.
The quarterback from Invincible.
I just watched that today.
Oh, no. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, they didn't really.
I don't know.
He wasn't really a part of it.
Steve Rice, too.
don't know.
Is that Randall Cunningham?
Movie. It's a football movie.
1976.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what probably was? Jaws. Ron.
They didn't really show. I just watched it today.
Really?
Like today. You don't see the quarterback much at all.
No.
Because he's on special teams.
Right. Yeah.
Special teams, yeah.
And their offense is.
I'm going to go. Yeah. Fuck. I don't know much else. The quarterback from. Let's go with Gridiron Game. Fuck it.
I'm sorry, Steve Wright too.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm so mad at myself. I should have wrote down what I was thinking. Josh. I was listening to the conversation. I'm gonna go with Burt Reynolds as Paul Crewe from The Longest Yard.
That is Steve Wright too.
Oh man.
Good try. All right. Tommy, you get the first clue, so I'm giving you number 10.
By the way, he's not Paul Crewe.
I didn't see the original.
How many we got left?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. All right, so your guy has a nickname that he gets for his long blonde hair.
I just found the other one I was missing.
Bing.
I'm happy now.
I'm going to go with the quarterback from Remember the Titans.
No! This bullshit! Sunshine! It's Sunshine! Damn it!
One chip.
This bullshit!
Has anyone got a name? Because you're supposed to get double. I don't think anyone got a name.
No.
No. Okay.
All right. I had this written down before.
So, I had no idea Sparky, that you get the next clue. Fuck. You're getting 9. This movie, or this show, I'm sorry, this TV show, started the career of Jack Reacher.
What is his name? There's different quarterbacks, though. It's Blue Mountain State.
It is. Alex Moran from Blue Mountain State was number 9. You get 2 chips.
All right, baby.
Josh, ready for yours?
Nope. No clue.
No clue yet.
Wait.
Oh, I love it.
Wait.
Wow.
I'm sure he's on the list, but I don't want... How many's left on the list?
2.
2.
All right, give me the clue.
All right, might as well. You just run to the old cat.
Damn it! Willie Beeman.
Willie Beeman. And since
that was
4th, you get 7.
That is what I wrote down.
Do you have a white chip?
I don't.
Okay.
I'll take a black. Do you want me to take a black?
14.
Would that make it easier? That,
since it's a double, you said his name. No. All right, Tommy. Clues are given. Take your final guess.
Is this the number 1 answer?
No.
No. The number is number 2 him. Answer.
The quarterback from Leatherheads.
No, I'm sorry. You stripped out.
George Clooney? Or is it Jim Krasinski?
I don't know.
Is it either one of them?
Krasinski is the quarterback I bought. Spark, you need me to count you down?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Here we go.
I got nothing.
All right. No need to count me down. We can just clue it up for the last one and we could all buzz in.
All right, you're not going to take guess?
I'm
not. Okay.
Smooth along.
All right, this quarterback...
I'm going to take another football movie right now.
...was from another TV show that a quarterback was already taken of. Same show, different quarterback. Josh.
Michael B. Jordan.
That is correct.
Friday Night Lights.
Vince Howard is his name. 4 9 chips. So can I have a white one?
I got you this time.
All right.
He gets the whole score for the hint.
Oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done
You want
that.
Me to give you something back?
No.
Nope.
I already did.
All right, as long as it ain't time, that wins.
All right, here we go for the next game. We're going jumping right into the next game. It says 10, but it's clearly not 10. It's, it 72. Ends up being 24.
Oh, no.
It's the 24
You're not
most seeing a movie
anticipated tonight. Sequels coming out this year. All right, now here's how the game works. We're going to run it through just like regular top 10, except for no hints. Once everybody strikes out, then we're going to go into where you guys will each get to ask a question about the movie and then take a guess. All right, we'll go that way to finish off the rest of them. So it's going to be Sparky's going to get to go first this time. So whenever you're ready, Spark, take your first shot at most anticipated sequel that's coming out supposedly in 2024.
I'm going to go Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice 2 is 11th on the list. Way to go.
So how many points do I
get? Oh, so you get 11. Sorry. How it's done is what I thought would be easiest, the hardest. So Beetlejuice got you 11.
Oh.
So Josh, over to you.
Going with my man Wade.
Deadpool gets you one chip.
What?
Good job.
It's the number one answer.
I know.
Most anticipated.
Yeah, I know.
You say it's going from easiest to hardest.
Easiest to hardest.
Oh.
Because I'm not getting much on this one.
I wasn't listening.
Quiet Place Day One.
Quiet Place Day One gets you 8 chips.
Nice one.
Yeah. Way to go.
Kind of banking on and doing better.
They could have already come out, right?
No.
That's no?
It already came out. It's not on the list.
Oh, all right.
I need to delete some of these.
Then I'm going with Twisters.
Twisters is you get 3 chips for Twisters. Good job.
Really? That's that high on the list?
Josh?
I'm struggling now for some reason. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning 2 next year, right?
That is a strike.
Yeah, no strikes in this game, but
I'm not sure. All right, Tommy?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop is definitely on here. That is number 6.
That's coming out this year?
F, yep.
Oh, I don't know what Spark is here.
Spark?
Oh, the next Fast and the Furious.
And Steve Reich. Sauce. What do you got?
Oh, I thought you said there was no strikes.
No, there is. Once you strike out, then we'll switch to the other game.
Oh, I was stop thinking. let's go with Black Panther 3.
And Steve Reich 2. Get Tommy Boy.
Okay. Final Destination 6.
And I don't know if I missed it, but I did not see that on there. I don't know.
Is that coming out this year?
They said I tried to do it on Halloween, but.
The next Saw movie.
Sorry, that's 2 strikes, but I like taking the shot. Oh, yeah.
Do I get a hint? Is that no, no hints? That's right. Sorry. You said the Ted Lasso movie part 2 is
coming. There's a 1.
Don't worry about
Tommy?
It.
Tommy,
Captain America.
I think that comes out 2025 now.
March.
Oh. The next prequel to Harry Potter.
Fantastic Beasts.
Yes, Fantastic Beasts.
Nice. Tommy, you got a final guess before we...
I'm going to go with Megan 2.
All right.
Megan 1 is coming out.
Megan 2 is coming, but I don't know. I don't think it's coming out this year. All right, so for number 2, you ask me a question, and then you got 3 seconds to take a guess if you want on what the movie is, okay? You don't have to buzz, so go ahead. Ask any question.
Whoa. Isn't it him?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It is
you. Sorry, no offense.
Those are me.
Yep. Well, you started it.
But from now on, whoever gets it, the next person's going.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So go ahead, Spark.
So this is just for him, or buzzers?
Do I have to ask you a yes or no question?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to... Sorry,
you ask me the question. I'll give you.
How about this? Yeah. Can I ask who the lead actor is?
I don't know.
All right. Is it a horror movie?
It is not. Josh,
do you
have a guess?
No.
Okay. Is it part 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to guess?
No.
Tommy.
Oh, once we guess, you're out, right?
No.
Oh.
I just don't have anything.
Oh,
I'm not trying to waste time.
Is it a superhero movie?
Oh, man.
Horror?
It is not. So, yeah, I said I was going to do number 2, but, like, I just saw the 2. It's not actually this number 2. This one's worth 13 points. It would be kind of weird if number 2, I didn't know who the lead actor is, I guess. Spark, over to you, unless you have a guess.
No.
Okay.
Is it a sports movie?
It's a horror movie.
No, he said no to a horror movie.
Oh.
In a way. Sorry.
Space Jam 3.
No. It's number 2, by the way.
Space Jam, Dead Reckoning.
Who's the main actor in it? Said we can or can't ask.
I asked that and he said he doesn't know.
He said he didn't know.
No, I don't know for this one, no.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a guess? Probably not.
Terminator 4.
No.
Terminator 7.
It's goddamn number 2.
No. That was Tommy. My question.
Does it start with a vowel?
No. Do you have a guess?
Why is it so hard?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what?
I have a guess.
Go.
Dodgeball 2.
No, but good guess.
How many words are in the title?
Sort of a sports.
Without the number 2, it's one word. Do you have a guess?
Megan.
No. Josh. We'll finish this round through and then I'll just...
Is it a comedy?
No. You have a guess? No. Tommy?
I need the genre. Can you just ask what the genre is? Is that the thing?
You guys thought you were seeing a movie tonight.
Is it more than 5 letters?
Yes.
Okay. Maverick 2.
No. Oh, I know.
All right, get your hands ready to buzz. You only get to buzz one time. All right. Clue 1. Russell Crowe was the lead in the first one. Josh.
Gladiator.
Gladiator 2 is correct. 13 chips.
Wait, we're going to do this for every single movie that's left?
Yeah.
Is there a
mandatory? Can I name a movie?
We'll just go through twice.
Can I name a movie?
No.
To just get the points?
No.
Please?
Nope.
I know one.
I know you know one, but it's on here. All right. Josh, you get the first question in this one. We're 2 points.
Is it part 3?
Sorry. No. Okay. Tommy.
Is it horror?
No. Spark.
Who's the lead actor?
Will Smith.
iRobot 2.
No. Josh.
Bad Boys 4.
That is correct. Good call. All right, Tommy, you start the next one. Go ahead. Let me see where 3 is. Oh, 3 was done already. 4. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
This was.
Is the director Steven Spielberg?
No. You have a guess?
No.
Okay.
Who's the lead actor?
Amy Poehler.
Oh, fuck. Bridesmaid 2.
No.
Was she in Bridesmaid 1?
What genre is it?
Animated. Probably comedy. Oh.
You say animated? Oh, What is it?
Sorry, over to you, Tom.
No. Is it a video game based?
No.
Oh.
Got a guess?
Croods 2?
No.
It's probably out of here.
Is it about animals?
It is not.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Okay.
Joy. Anger.
Yes.
What's the movie?
Oh, I know. Fuck.
Yeah, wait till it comes to me.
I know. You know what it is? Fuck.
Out Cold 2.
Inside Out 2.
Damn it.
I cannot get it, but
as soon as you said it.
Yeah.
All right, so who's the main now?
5. Yes.
All right, who's the main actor?
I don't know.
What genre is it?
You already asked one, sorry.
But you didn't answer.
I know, sorry.
What genre is risk. It?
I'll say action.
Is
that a genre? Action?
Yeah.
Okay. Superman.
No. Tommy.
Is about a cop.
No.
It's guess? Not Hard to Kill 2.
Spark?
Above Law 2.
Is a female or male lead?
I'll say male.
Terminator 17.
No. Josh.
What number is it in the sequel?
That's a really good... I'll say 4. Because it does not have a number in the movie. It's just, you know, the name.
Yeah.
And a franchise.
Thor.
No. Tell me.
Is it a superhero movie?
No.
No.
Spark.
Bourne Supremacy.
No.
What month does it come out in?
This month, I believe.
Keep going.
It could be May.
Oh.
Tommy.
Is Steven Spielberg the director?
God damn it, no. How many sequels does Steven Spielberg have?
No.
No.
Like a lot.
Who started this? Sparky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one.
Josh. We're still going?
Josh.
Does somebody die in this movie?
I'm sure. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
In the preview, does somebody die?
No.
All right.
Tommy?
Is it a biopic?
No. All right. Hands on the buzzers. Animals are the main characters.
You only get one guess.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Secret Life of Pets 4.
Sorry, you are out, sir.
Is that what you're telling us? Anything else?
Yeah, no, I'm giving
you. Oh, okay.
Oh, shit,
I'm just waiting to number this one. Primates are the main.
Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
The sequel.
Is the kingdom
yes.
of the Planet of the Apes.
Before,
so, yeah, the, so the Stream Genie, this is supposed to be his game. That's why he's doing it. All right, number 7, Josh, you start. I got to make sure we only go around 2 times with the questions.
Yeah, no problem. I can make sure. What's the genre?
Animated. Got a guess?
Nope.
Tommy?
Super Mario Brothers 2.
No.
Secret Life of Pets.
No. Josh?
Who's the star?
Steve Carell.
Fuck. I knew it. I knew it as soon as I fucking went.
Steve Carell. Over the Hedge?
Nope.
2?
Oh, oh he is in that.
Was
Bruce
it?
Bruce Willis, yeah.
Is it prehistoric?
No.
Go ahead. Minions.
No.
Oh, go!
Josh.
What?
That's twice.
Okay. Hands on the buzzers. This movie includes Minions.
Despicable Me.
Yeah.
4.
Yep.
I don't know why I waited.
Fuck!
Just say
sorry.
It.
That should have been given.
What did I give you? 7 for
yeah.
that one? Okay, good. All right. For 8.
Thomas.
We did 8.
He got it right, so it goes to me.
Yeah.
No, my fault.
All right, number 9. Go ahead, Spark.
Who's the lead actor?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joker.
Give it to you. Folie à Deux, or whatever, however the hell you say
what's
that.
What's it called?
Folie à Deux, Folie à Deux. It's like a musical, basically.
How about Joker?
In it. Yeah, they added Lady Gaga.
It's a hard pass.
Josh.
Who's the lead actor?
Oh, he said it. That's awesome. Oh my God, what's his name?
It's a hard pass.
Oh no. Tom.
Gerringer.
Colin?
Cruz?
No. Keep going.
Tom Hardy?
Yes, Tom Hardy.
Oh, keep going.
All right.
Is it a superhero movie?
Yes.
Punisher 2.
No. Tom Hardy played the Punisher?
Did he?
No.
John
Berthal. Sorry.
What number in the franchise?
3.
Fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. I can't name it.
Josh.
Venom 3.
Correct.
That's, oh.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 11. Where are we?
He said this is my watch. Yeah. Is.
Right when you said Did superhero 11. Movie, your question, I'm like, oh, duh. All
right, Tommy, you get to start for 12.
Part 2 is hot trash. I'm not sure why. What? The John Wood?
What is the runtime of the movie?
Oh,
Jesus. Don't make me. Who's the lead actor?
Can I tell you the biggest actor in
That's fine.
The Rock.
Is he dead?
Black Adam.
No.
2.
Nice.
You ask a question.
Jumanji.
No.
Is it Disney?
Yes.
It's Moana 2.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Very good.
Good one.
Very good. I didn't even know they were making Moana.
Neither did that.
And then all of a sudden it's coming out in November.
I didn't know Rock's doing movies. I thought he was back to wrestling.
Yes.
All of a sudden.
All right. Sparky, you start 14.
Who's the lead actor?
Oh, man.
That's a good
question. I'm going to... No, I don't think she's in it.
Big actor. Sherry
Stern? Anna Joy... Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Ferocious or Fiorio and whatever the
fuck. Oh, yeah.
Mad Max.
That was the one that I wanted to... It's not called Mad Max, though.
It's called, no, it's not.
Oh, that prequel.
It does have it in the title, though.
Oh, does it really?
Mad Max, yeah. Josh, you start 15.
Is it Fury?
Nude actress or actor? Who's the lead?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Tommy?
Is it horror?
No. Sparky?
Is it prehistoric?
No.
What's the genre?
Fantasy? Children, maybe?
A lot of...
Not animated, though.
Alita.
No.
What?
Alita.
What?
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Is that Aladdin's cousin?
No.
Spark?
Is it animated?
No.
I feel like I've asked 2 questions.
I'm going to go Fast and the Furious.
All right. Hands on the buzzer. One of the 2 main characters is green. Josh.
Why?
Sorry. Why is not correct.
The Grinch.
No.
Idiots.
This comes over. You can just... this is a prequel.
Shrek.
No.
Oh, thank God you beat me.
Spark. Where in the main they had to follow the yellow brick road.
Oh, Wizard of Oz. It's the prequel of Munchkins.
No, the movie's called Wicked. I'm sorry.
Fuck! That's what it is. But it's Wizard of Oz!
Sorry, I cannot give you any points. I'm
fucking knew that, too.
Josh, go ahead. Start 16.
Fuck you, who's Josh. The lead?
Oh, Bill Skarsgård.
I don't know who that is.
From that it's awesome movie. It Part 3.
No.
Oh, that's a good one. That's what I was going to go with. Is it horror?
Yeah, horror action.
Horror action.
Horror action.
Deep Blue Sea 5.
Ooh, nice. No. I like it, though.
What era is it in?
What era?
Like the modern era? Is it like the 70s?
Is it future times?
Is it futuristic?
It's a little futuristic. Well, futuristic? But it's kind of now, kind of futuristic. I'm not sure.
Let's go Blade Runner. Question.
No.
What number is it in the
okay, it's a good series. One. I don't think it has a sequel number. It may actually be a remake. So maybe I should have said that before.
Okay. I don't have a guess.
Okay. Tommy?
The Crow.
That's correct. 16 chips. How'd you get that?
I did not know they were doing that.
That's out of nowhere.
I remember seeing something that he was doing something, and he had it sat beside with him, Brett, and Lee. I'm like, why does he look like the Crow?
Okay. No. There it is.
How many left?
Spark. Yeah, goes to 24.
Who's we're on
17. Probably, I'm guessing, James Earl Jones.
Star Wars.
No. Josh.
What genre?
Animated.
Thank you.
Tommy.
Is it Disney?
Yes.
Good guess there on the animated.
Okay.
Well, just Pixar.
Lion King.
Yes.
Yeah. The name's Mufasa, but I'm, I don't know.
Does that count? That. Thank yeah, you. Appreciate it.
Oh, he did play Mufasa. Shit.
All right. Josh, 18.
Who's the lead?
This is a good one. Okay. I'm going to say Ralph Macchio.
I don't know who that one is.
Karate Kid.
Yeah. Oh, what's got that's the Ralph Macchio one and Jackie Chan. They're combining them.
Oh, wow. Kind of I saw something on Facebook saying who would win between these two, and it was Johnny Lawrence and the bad kid from the other Karate Kid.
Okay.
The Asian kid.
Yeah. I'm liking this one for you, Tom. Go ahead.
Is Steven Seagal of this?
Steven Spielberg
main,
direct.
Who's the main actor?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I already know what this is.
I don't know. Sorry.
I'm going to go with... Talk to Me too.
No.
I'm going to go... what nationality is it?
Me.
Holy shit. What nationality is what? The movie?
Yeah.
American?
Oh, I never mind that.
Did you think of the Greek one?
I thought it was going to be my Big Ten Greek wedding.
Oh, yeah. Nice,
oh, that one.
Nice.
What genre is it?
Does that come out this year?
I say horror.
Horror. The three come out last year.
Three came out last year.
Yeah, I guess. No. Tommy?
Is it a slasher?
No.
The Blob?
No.
Spark? Who's the main actor?
We still don't know.
What number is in the series?
Oh, man. 17. It's a lot of them. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Because this Nightmare on Elm Street. Number.
No. All right, hands on the buzzers. Sigourney Weaver played a big...
Alien.
Alien Romulus. 19 chips.
Isn't only like number 6?
It could be. But is they had the they had
there's Resurrection and then Prometheus.
And all that Prometheus and
Alien yeah. versus Predator.
Okay. All right, for 20. Spark.
Who's the main actor?
Oh, man. I can't remember her name.
Her.
Damn. It's a woman. I don't know her name. I'm so sorry.
Crossroads.
See? Oh, Britney Spears. Love it.
What genre?
Horror.
Thank you.
Is it a slasher?
Horror.
I wouldn't consider it a slasher, but I'm not really sure what you consider a slasher. Sorry. It is a horror movie.
The Strangers.
No,
prequel.
Sorry.
Oh, good one.
Spark?
What number movie is it in the sequence?
I think it's number 3, which is kind of in the title.
So it's not Scream.
It is not.
Okay.
Josh? I think after Tommy, meet Buzzer.
Yeah. Evil Dead.
No.
What year did the first one come out?
They're all recent. I would say 2021, maybe 2022. Thank you.
It Follows 3.
There's a 2?
Oh, no. It's not.
I'm so excited right there. All right, hands on the buzzer. The name of the movie has three X's in it.
Tommy. Maxine.
Maxine is correct.
I was going to go triple X. Very good. State of the Union.
All right,
State
Sparky, you're up for 21 chips.
Who's the main actor?
Oh, it's still going.
There's
still
four. Sorry, months. I was just coloring up.
I don't know. I don't know the main actor.
Fuck. Sorry. You suck at this game.
What genre?
Horror. Why are there always horror movies?
I don't know. Because
they're the best.
Tommy?
What number is it in the series?
Two.
Pass.
It follows two.
No.
What year did the first one come out?
I would say 2023 or maybe 2022. I think 2023. I think it was last year.
Barbarians.
I was going to say that.
No.
Tommy. Is it a slasher?
No.
Who started this?
The Blob.
It's
all right, hands on the buzzer.
It wasn't The Blob?
No, sorry.
The Fall.
Kevin Bacon's daughter was, I think, the main character in the first one, but it was too scary for me to watch after a while. Josh.
Smile.
That is correct. Yeah. Smile, too. All right, for 22, Tommy, you start.
Did you see Talk to Me is on Paramount?
No.
It's on Paramount now. You should do it, bro.
You should do it.
What number is in the sequel, in the series?
Three.
Three. I Am Legend 3.
No.
There's no Spark. Two.
Who's the main actor?
I don't know his name.
Mission Impossible 17.
Nope. I know Tom Cruise.
Genre?
Horror.
Thank you.
Usually it's not, he doesn't know it's a horror.
Tommy. True. Because a lot of these guys don't do anything else.
Happy Death Day 3.
No, I wish.
House of 1001 Corpses.
No, but you're getting warmer.
What year is the original?
The original? I don't know. No idea. I only found out about this series when number two came out.
What year is number two? Wait, who started this?
He did.
Tommy?
Is that it?
All right, okay. Okay. This is the third, and I'm 99% sure he's a clown. Sparky.
It.
No, it's not it. Ooh, are they going to be racing to buzz in?
Terrifier.
Gosh, yes.
Terrifier yes, 3. Right.
I was going to say, if you call it fucking Pennywise, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah. That'd be hilarious. All right. Two more. Tommy starts with you.
Is it a horror?
No.
Main actor.
Or
genre.
If he's in it, James Marsden.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
What's the genre?
Kids, like...
Sonic 3.
That is correct. You don't have that, so I gotta give you 23. And the last one. Tommy, go ahead, fire away.
What number is in the series?
I believe if you don't count, or if you do count prequels, it's number 7. But I could be wrong.
Fast and Furious.
No, sorry.
Dude, the last one was X for 10.
Okay.
Main actor.
Oh, shit.
Or genre. Either one. You can give me an answer.
Fantasy is the genre.
All right. Resident Evil.
No.
Damn. That would have been awesome if there was another one.
That would have been a good comment.
I like those.
We don't know the lead. When did the original come out?
Come on.
Take your time.
2003 to 2005, in that area.
Sorry, I'm gonna say it, but I think Final Destination?
No, sorry.
Okay. I know you said it already, but 7th one.
It's the 6th. Is it animated?
No.
Okay. This is the third time around, isn't it?
Oh,
maybe it's not. Maybe this is the second.
I only asked one question.
Did we say it? Is this a horror movie?
No, it's not.
Okay, all right. Evil Dead.
It's a fantasy movie.
That's what we said.
All right, hands on the buzzers. Thank you.
Wait, I didn't ask that question.
Sorry.
Yeah, how many prequels were there?
Six.
Three. I'm 90% sure three prequels.
So three originals, three prequels. Yeah. I don't know. Let's move on.
All right, ready? I'm going to name people who are in the movie, okay? Orlando Bloom.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
Damn. Okay.
Um, At least these guys were in the originals.
Okay? Lord of the Rings.
Correct. Lord of the Rings, War of the Rohirrim.
Rohirrim. I didn't know they're making another
one. All right. So I'm a, oh, I need one chip back. Sorry. That was 24. So lots of chips out. And we are now going to go over to my buddy Spark. Yeah, Spark.
What lots got of chips to my left. Lots of chips to my right.
And then we'll get a chip count
as, and then me.
As Sparky starts.
All right, so this is gonna be a tough one for me to get out, but I'm gonna throw it out there, and I'm gonna let you guys talk to me about it.
Okay.
I feel like I have a problem. I think I need to stop gambling altogether. I think I need to completely stop gambling altogether.
I thought you did.
I sort of.
Let me think.
And then I didn't. And then I did. And then I didn't. And then I did.
Gas station slots.
Yep. Oh, gas station slot machines. I've been better recently, but still, like, I still try to do it. Like I said, I put $25 in the sports app this weekend, only because the White Sox. Yes, the WNBA draft. No, the White Sox, the Rockies, and the Marlins suck so bad that you can get all three of them losing on the same day multiple times and win some money.
Wait,
the
White Sox are?
Losing.
Exactly. Down 2-0.
So,
it's good I bet against them today, too. I'm not going to lie.
My question for you guys, and we'll just go left or right. What do you think the best way for me is to control this? Do I stop altogether? Do I just, like, I've obviously I've tried to limit it, and I feel like I'm not doing a good job at that.
I'm
so excited to answer this.
What I did, I kept making bets. I have the sports apps, like 7 of the betting ones, and I had money in all of them. And I was got to the point where I'd make one $20 bet on each one. And then there was a couple of times where I lost almost all of them, like 2 days, 3 days in a row, something like that. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I don't need the money. I'm doing it for fun. So I'm excited when I'm working out in the basement and watching a game, I have something to kind of root for. Like, oh, I'll get another rebound or, oh, 2 more assists. I got it. But I just dropped it down to $5 bets. And I made them parlays to make it still fun and interesting for me. Just for fun. I'm not gambling to win anything, to like, oh yeah, I just, you know, I got enough money to buy this now. It makes it more
interesting to kind of watch.
Yes, that's the reason I'm gambling. So I don't know why you're gambling. Is it just for fun, or are you trying to, like, get ahead in life
with it? The win is a lot of it in me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to win.
Yeah, that's why I'm playing you losers tonight.
Money is a very
touchy subject.
Second
yeah.
benefit to it, but I'm really not doing it to win money. I'll take it, but like, I want the win, and sometimes I chase that win. Like, I'm gonna go to the gas station, I'm just gonna put $20 in.
Okay.
$300 later.
you gotta have your cutoffs.
Yeah.
I mean,
much cash.
Oh, the ATM is right next to the slot machine.
Oh, boy.
That's how they get you. But that's my 2 cents. One, I went to a casino the other beginning of this month with Kim. I brought $300. I was okay losing that $300. I didn't want to, but that was no matter what. I wasn't going to the ATM. I wasn't pulling more money out. That was it. You got to set that limit, and it sounds just like the damn commercials. Set your limits, and then definitely don't chase your losses. I've done that too, and I've screwed up. But I'll throw it to Ryan and his 2 cents.
All right. First of all, what I want you to do, this is what I would like in a dream scenario, is to start making your brain hate losing. Outside of love winning. Because you can love to win, but you keep going. You keep going. You want the feeling over and over and over. You're never satisfied. Hate losing more. Because that means you made a bet, and when you go to make this bet, you know you're going to fucking hate it if you lose. So I need you to hate losing. Now, as far as the strategy to get there, you and I once did a steps challenge, and you were so into it. You were like Fuck, you destroyed me, all right? You were walking. You're like, oh, I could have knocked on your door if you wanted me to. You know, and it was like, you lived pretty far away. You know what I mean? And then I know, because I worked where you work, that you walked a lot at work, a ton at work. So, like that steps challenge, I don't know if you ever watched Beat the Books when I did it. I would like you to start with a regular number, like, say, $10 a bet. And if you get up $100, then you can start raising the bet maybe to 12. But if you don't, make it a game for yourself. The most you can bet is $10. So if you're on a slot machine, all right, you love playing slots, and I get it, count your wins and losses. You fucking hate losing. So if you go, you're only going to spend $100 tops or whatever it is. And if you get up so much, then fine. You can up it $20. You know, so I can possibly lose $120 because I'm up this money. But if you're down, the most you could lose at one time is $100. You gotta leave. So you hate losing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you can do it.
Okay. I did like when he did. Sorry, just the Beat the Books thing. And we were betting together for a while, and you're like, oh, you know, I'm betting $2, and then you switch it up to $3. You'd go up each time that you won, but you lost, you go back down. That's a great system to have, in my opinion. And I know whatever bets I had, I remember Tommy saying, bet more, because I was winning for a while. But it all depends on the streak. If you're not winning, pull back. If you are, up it. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. Cool. Sorry, Thomas.
I'm going to go the exact opposite.
Tell me more.
Delete your apps. If you have no apps, there's a 0% chance you can bet on sports.
But he's not losing too much on sports.
Yeah, delete the apps. Number two, when you go pay gas, pay at the pump. There's a 0% chance.
Apparently
there's a
slot machine. Just got so much cash.
There's a slot machine outside at the pump. So there you go.
So he's.
I'm not wrong,
Tommy. I appreciate it.
I'm not wrong.
He's cold turkey.
Delete your apps and pay at the pump.
Okay.
He's saying cold turkey.
So what do you think? Limit yourself. Try any of these?
Well, if you go their way, you still open your, there's still a 50% chance that you still might bet more money on there.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got that going. I'm definitely going to take them all into consideration because I definitely want to, I want to be better. And obviously, you guys have been hearing me. I've been saying I'm having money trouble lately or whatever. I'm struggling to keep up with bills and whatnot. Which I think, yes, it is a factor in that. I don't think it's a key factor. I think I know my medical bills are fucking outrageous right now. Because you guys know I possibly have a surgery.
Dennis.
Possibly have a second surgery coming up. I already had the wisdom teeth pulled. I know I got to get my hernia out. My hernia was actually bothering me today. I got to get that fixed. And then I might have to possibly have the gallbladder removed. So I'm already eclipsed my deductible. And because insurance is so awesome, I thought after insurance, after deductible hits, you get everything's paid or whatever. My bill keeps going up. My how much I fucking owe. So I don't know. But yeah, no, I definitely want to try to do these. At least some of these. I still want to keep gambling, but at the same time, if that's what it is, I will do it, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, protect your money. Whatever you want with. I mean, you work hard for it. You got to protect it.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. Like, I worked X amount of hours. I got this much money, and I just lost it in an hour at the casino. Like, what the fuck? You know, that's upsetting. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Hopefully all right, well, let's get to our favorite part of the show. Oh, did you have more?
I was going to say, should we?
Is Man Jeopardy going to be?
It's Man Jeopardy than that.
All right, let's do it. Let's switch it. Let's go to commercial.
We're going to go to commercial talk, and we'll hear from our non-sponsor of the day. Today's non-sponsor of the day is brought to you by Arizona State. It's called ASU because HPVU is too many letters.
Wow. All right. Lovely.
It's a true stat.
It's a true stat. All right. Here we go, guys. It's time for I don't know what was worse, your seizure or his. All right, so our categories today, if you are playing from home, and I will give you a pause before they guess their answers, is ads, boxing, and Wrexham promotion. All right, currently right now, Josh Sauceman is in the lead with 148. Will that stay that way? Probably not.
Yeah, well.
Tommy the Chairs got 136. And Spark is back in the end here in the caboose at 78. We are all happy to see that. All right. So, since you are low man, Spark, you get to start. Where would you like to go?
Ads for 10.
Ads for 10. All right. You guys ready?
Something.
A diamond is forever. Spark.
Hellsburg.
Incorrect. Fuck. Sorry. A diamond is forever. Who wants it?
I don't know either.
Anyone? All right.
I'll go with Jarrett?
No.
I didn't think so.
I guess I can guess, right?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
No. All right. I'll just, you guys can just yell it out if you want. I'll give you a chance to get it. It's not actually a store, I don't think. I think, maybe it is actually. It's fucking De Beers. I don't know. De Beers. All right, Josh. Over to you.
It's fucking De Beers.
Would anyone have ever got that?
Yes.
Is that a store?
Oh, I've heard of it. It's a diamond store. Okay. I've heard of it.
I'll try Boxing for Two, Batman.
Boxing for Two. Who is scheduled to fight? Spark?
Mike Tyson. And
incorrect.
Oh.
Logan Paul.
Incorrect.
Yes.
I'll hear the question, please.
Fuck you, Tom.
Who is scheduled to fight against the 57-year-old Mike Tyson?
Jake Paul.
That is correct.
Oh, you said the wrong name.
Oh, shit. I would have run either way because I would have buzzed in and said Logan Paul. Logan Paul's in WWE. Shit.
Boxing for four.
Boxing for four. Whose ear did Mike... We're going to go over to Tommy.
Evander Holyfield.
Fuck. That is correct for four chips. You have the board, sir.
Wrexham for eight.
Wrexham for eight. So these are Ryan Reynolds movies. Okay, I'm going to give you a quote because if you don't know, Wrexham is his soccer team. And I don't know if you guys seen the new Deadpool ad where he talks about Wrexham and Rob. Yeah, his and birthday. They just got promoted for the second year straight, which is
pretty which tough league? To
do. League One.
League One. All right, so if you just know the movie, wait until everybody has a chance to guess the character name, okay? And then you can come in with the movie.
What?
You got to know the character name
that
he says.
Oh, fuck.
Okay? All right. My problem is that Jon Snow had sex with his aunt. That
Deadpool.
Josh, incorrect. So I'll give you two a chance to finish the question.
It sounds like a Deadpool one.
Yeah.
It really does. My problem is that Jon Snow had sex with his aunt, then he killed her, and nobody wants to talk about it. You guys have a guess at the character? Or should we just go where you can take a shot at the movie? All right, go ahead. Take a shot at the movie if you want for half points. No one wants to take a guess. It's a free guess. Spark.
Is it X-Men Origins?
That is incorrect. He's in an X-Men movie?
That would have been... It's a Wolverine Origins, but yeah. That's still
Deadpool. Oh, yes.
Or Wade... Yeah, I mean, yeah. Weapon X.
He wasn't... He was Deadpool only at the
anybody
end.
Else? Want to take a shot?
He's Weapon X at the time. Deadpool at the
that's beginning. What it is.
Is it me, too, still?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go with... the you said the movie or the...
Yep, movie or the... movie's half points.
Adam Project.
No.
Free Guy.
No. It was Hobbs and Shaw. He's Locke from Hobbs and Shaw.
Damn it. What was his name in it?
Locke.
Locke.
All right. Tommy, over to you.
Oh, he just picked up.
Sparky, over to you.
Damn, motherfucker. You're not getting the Daily Double, you bitch. Ads for eight.
Ads for eight. All right. You guys ready? Tastes so good, cats ask for it. Sparky.
Meow mix.
That is correct.
Boom!
My name.
Meow, 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 meow.
And you control the board.
He makes bird noises. He makes cat noises. Because he eat himself.
Ads for six.
Ads for six. There are some things money can't buy.
For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Boom. He nails it.
Boom.
This guy watches a lot of commercials. Impressive.
Right. Fuck you guys in your movies.
We're all fast.
I got the ads, man.
We're all fast forwarding. There's an ads channel.
What's fast forward? All right. We're going to keep it. Ads for four.
All right. Ads for four. Like a good name. Sparky
State Farm is there.
State Farm is there. Four chips.
Uh-oh, he's rolling.
Let's finish it off. Answer
finish
two.
Finish it off. Melts in your mouth, Sparky.
M&M's.
Correct. You
touch it no matter what.
Damn, way to go, Spark. Good job. Crushed abs.
All right, let's go boxing for six.
Boxing for six. Sorry.
Can we do more ads?
Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Ding, 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 ding. This is Daily Double. Because it was supposed to be for ads for six. Sorry.
He's going
to
be a wuss.
Motherfucker!
Who knew that?
You motherfucker!
My bad.
He's going to be, what are we, he's going to be a wuss.
Boxing for six.
Actually, I don't want him to bet that much.
Yeah. I'm afraid if he gets it right, like, hold.
Oh, shit.
88.
He's all in with 88.
No, that's got to be more than that. How did I have 78?
James Holhaar's doing it.
How the fuck did I have 78? And I'm only... I miscounted. I didn't even have 78 at the beginning of this. All
right. For 88 chips.
Not 88.
Who had the biggest upset knockout win against the then 37-0 Mike Tyson? The biggest upset ever in boxing.
I have no fucking clue.
Not a boxing question. That would have been...
It should have been on ads.
If you get it wrong, I'm going to keep half your chips. Because I feel bad about it.
I'm going to go... I don't know. They're too... Manny Pacquiao.
That is incorrect. Does anybody else want to buzz in for it?
I've heard of his name.
I know he's going to say it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Buzz. So it can...
Foreman. George Foreman.
Buster Douglas.
That is correct. Very nice. I'm going to give you the six chips.
Would have won this.
Tommy, you still have the board.
Won this whole round.
Damn, I would have gotten that right in the boxing.
So you were flowing so fast that I just skipped right over it.
We'll go boxing for 10.
Boxing for 10. Who, and this is a ridiculous question, that this is the hardest boxing question. Who is the heavyweight champion of the world right now? Oh, Sparky.
No clue. Money Mayweather.
Incorrect. Heavyweight champion. Yeah. Anyone have a guess?
No.
No.
Jimmy Stewart.
This guy, I was hoping Alex would be down here. Alexander Usyk is three of them, and Tyson Fury has one.
Why are there so many different heavyweight titles?
I don't know. There's four now.
I guess they retired before.
Yeah, but why are there so many different belts?
Should there be one? Yeah. I guess it's not undisputed anymore.
All right, Josh, over to you.
Wrexham for two.
Wrexham for two. Okay, what Ryan Reynolds character is...
Deadpool.
Incorrect.
That's the only chasm I have at.
Nice. Can't do it yet.
Go ahead, Tom. We'll wait till you finish.
Don't have a good day. Have a great spark.
Free guy.
I'm going to give it to you. It was Guy.
Guy.
Yeah. There you go. From Free Guy. And you have the boys.
That's my only chance.
Four. Wrexham for four.
For four. Her name's Naomi. That's I. Josh.
Van fucking Wilder.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
That's I moan backwards.
You have the board, sir.
For six. Wrexham.
Why are you wearing the hairnet? You're bald.
I don't know his name. I know the movie.
Go ahead. Give me the movie.
Waiting.
Is incorrect.
Oh,
that's good guess.
Why are you here? You're bald.
This is a line he improvised to make fun of another huge actor.
Deadpool.
Incorrect.
Green Hornet. Or not Green Lantern, sorry. Green Lantern.
No. Okay. It was Jordan. Nolan Booth from Red Notice.
Oh.
He makes fun of The Rock.
Yes, he does.
Why are you wearing the hairnet? You're bald. All right, Josh. Or no, actually Tom, but I think it's
either Wrexham for 10 or Boxing for 8.
Boxing for 8. Who was the boxer Robert De Niro played as in the 1980 classic Raging Bull?
Like, what was his character name?
Yeah, like who's the real boxer?
Oh.
Kind of a tough one.
It's Joe Leonardo?
No. It was close. You're not far off. Anybody got a guess?
George Foreman.
No.
No, I'm good.
All right, it was Jake LaMotta. And what's the last one?
I knew who it was. I just couldn't.
Wrexham for 10.
All right. When a bad idea is the only idea, it becomes a great idea. You can give me the movie, or you can give me the character, the name.
If I say the character right now, do I still get to guess the movie later? Sure. Deadpool.
Incorrect.
Adam Project?
That is correct. So I'll give you five for half.
His name's Adam, though.
His name is Adam. Yeah. All right. All right. You got me.
I can remember the Christmas one.
He's Big Adam.
What was that Christmas movie?
Spirited.
That's what it is. Yeah.
All right. So that was Man Jeopardy. I guess we're going right into Bank. I think we should go T-Chairs right now.
Sparky got...
Let's because we can count.
Sparky got boned hard. Just so everybody knows.
Boned.
Sorry.
So...
He gave you half, though. He kind of made it even.
Okay. Because, today was my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday!
The Happy Greek birthday, guy. Pops.
He turned 68, so...
Happy birthday, Pops.
I'm going to talk about... I guess it's a Greek dad story. It's a Greek dad and grandma story. So
yeah.
So growing up, there were these Greek threats that we would make as kids that our parents would make to us, like my dad would make to us, and then my grandma. Where when translate from Greek to English, it doesn't sound as good. But also, if it was said today, cops would probably be called. Like if a regular American family said this, like a parent to a kid, cops would have to be called. But here are the threats, the most common threats that were made to us when we were kids. So the first one is Tafas Xilo, which means you're going to eat wood.
Okay.
You're going to eat wood.
Which, the reason for that is because back in the day, they had the wooden spoons that the Greek parents would like smack you with. So they'd say Tafas Xilo.
You said that like Greek parents. You know, that shit's in America too.
Well... It makes more sense in Greek. Whatever. Okay. Here's a couple other ones that don't make as much sense. But like for this one, it's Thasalaxo da fota, which means I'm going to change your lights. You're like, okay. It makes more sense in Greek, but not as much as English. All right. Here's the next one. Next one is... Well, you lost your chips there? Okay. Next one is Thasakano mavro, which means I'm going to make you black.
Like black and blue? Is that what that's going with that one? Okay.
But without the blue part, but yeah. But yeah, they said that now.
How do you say it again?
That's a kind of mavro.
Why do you want to know that?
I like when he says it. I didn't think it was cool when people speak a different language.
Next one is...
You're going to say that phrase?
Yeah, I'm going to write that shit down.
But then they can get progressively worse. that's a sfaxo, which means I'm going to butcher you. These are real threats that were made to us.
Excellent.
Thasebnixo, which means I'm going to drown you.
Wow.
So your mother needs to be investigated, is what you're saying.
My dad, my mom, my grandma. Yeah. Here's another one. Thasebnixo, which means I'm going to melt you.
Awesome.
What in the fuck?
These are real.
Is your grandma Hansel and Gretel? Yeah.
You would think. Here's the next one. Thasivraso, which means I'm going to boil you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't.
There's just many different ways to kill you.
Yeah.
My parents just didn't threaten me. They just hit me with the belt and the wooden spoon.
They just hit me.
I think threats every time.
Thasivralo tamalia, which means I'm going to pull all your hair out, is another threat that was made. The last two is, speaking of Hansel and Gretel, Thasepsiso, which means I'm going to bake you in the oven.
Oh, there it is. I told you. I knew where we were going.
And the last one, this is probably my dad and my grandma's favorite one. So I'd be outside and they'd be like, Tama, I'm going to make boss mesa, se dekalepta, thasefau. So the kids were like, I'm like,
that's a foul.
My friend's like, what the hell did your grandma just say? They're like, she said, if I'm not in the house in 10 minutes, she's going to eat me. Well, there you go.
Nice. Very nice. Your parents were awesome.
So, yeah. So,
they give us the threats in your life.
In the background, cool. I noticed every year on this day, April 15th, everyone wears the same number. Who can tell me why?
I can. Jackie Robinson.
That is correct. Two chips. All right, so right now we walk in to our final game of the day before Final Jeopardy. It's called Bank. All right, in this one, you
should be 42 chips.
Each time you get it right, it goes up And if you get it wrong, you lose everything. But in between questions, you can bank if you want. This is about TV shows, so I'm trying to give Spark a chance here. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you the year the TV show started.
Oh, fuck.
You can then decide to bank or play on. And then I will give you a character from the show, and you have to write down the name of the show. If you get it, you move on.
Idiot.
All right? So...
What the fuck is he doing?
Taking a chip away from Tom for that.
Oh, shit. Oh. I did it too.
Okay. I knocked the chips down.
What's
our chip count?
Right now, we got Josh with 164.
He knows what I have.
Tommy with 145. And Sparky with 53.
Yeah, it changed.
All right.
Bank.
Bank.
All right, for one chip. Here we go. The year is 1989. The character is Elaine Benes. You have 5 seconds. Write down a TV show. Elaine Benes, 1989.
Wait, why is this hard?
Yeah, weren't you like 40 at the time this
Ready,
came out?
Ready, flip.
Jerry.
Seinfeld. Married with Children. It is Seinfeld is the correct answer, which I just started, and I kind of like it.
Alexander. So,
there he is.
What up? Wasn't the bad Russian.
Right. You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The year is 1976.
1976.
You guys banking or playing?
Bank.
You have nothing to bank.
I'm a play on.
All right. The character is Jack Tripper. What is the TV show? Ready? Everybody good?
What's up, dog?
Flip.
I wrote the number 3-2.
Three's company is correct. Josh goes for 2. Tommy goes for 2. Untouchables for Sparky. I'm sorry. The next one is 2023. Play or bank?
Bank.
You have nothing to bank? Josh with his best Jim Carrey going on over there.
I'm
going to
play on.
Play on. I love it. All right. The character's name is Joel Miller. Joel Miller, 2023. And everybody flip.
We're Millers.
The correct answer was The Last of Us. The Last of Us.
We both wrote We're the Millers.
So everybody is dead now because we had 3 correct answers.
Bank.
One being none.
Bank.
The year is 1989. The character is Sam Beckett. 1989, Sam Beckett. That is the year the show started. This is one of my all-time favorite shows. Right, 3-2-1 flip.
Scott Bakula.
Quantum Highlander. Leap is correct. The Islander?
Highlander. I always get Quantum Leap and Highlander mixed around. But that
Josh got that right. Yes, I love that. 1999 is the year. You want to play on or you want to bank?
I'm going to play on.
Bank.
All right.
One chip.
The character is Dr. Jennifer Melfi. Dr. Jennifer
Melfi. 1999
is the year it started. Yes.
Dr. Jennifer Melfi?
That is correct.
99.
She's not the main character of the show, just so you know.
Well, who's the main character?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. Ready? On 3, we're going to flip.
I don't know.
2-1. Sparks writing a book. Flip.
Grey Anatomy.
Way to just throw out 3. Great. Thank you for always, like, ciphering what you're writing. The correct answer was The Sopranos.
Yeah, I got them all wrong.
Tony's therapist.
You put Nip Tuck.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I don't know what year that was.
I did not think this would be so hard.
I thought Grey's Anatomy too, but I'm like, no way, it was 99 when it started.
2005, the character is Jim Halpert. 2005 was the year the show started. The character is Jim Halpert. I
Alex
better be
smiling.
Pulling down.
Alex always three smiles. White. He's like, look at these idiots.
Well, that's the only one I know.
2-1. Flip.
Friday Night Lights.
We have Friday Night Lights, Mindfuckers, and The Office. The correct
Josh
answer
is
The
correct.
Office. Josh is correct.
Oh, that was his last name. Crap.
All right, Josh, you playing on the year is 2002.
Bank.
Play on.
Sparky, you have not got one damn answer right to bank. The character is Johnny Smith from a show that started in 2002. Johnny Smith.
This sounds made up. 2002? Johnny Smith?
Johnny Smith. 3 seconds. 2. This is actually a horror show. 2-1.
Shit.
Flip.
I wrote nothing. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex. Karate Chopping Ninjas is incorrect. Spark for good guess. The correct answer is Dead Zone. The Dead Zone. All right, this is next one is 2009. The character is Jeff Winger.
Bank.
Jeff Winger. 2009. I'm pulling out three white chips. I'm hoping you guys are going to get this because they don't get much easier than this.
Jeff Winger? Why am I blinking on it then?
Two, one, and flip. Strangers in the Meadow.
Bachelor on the Wings of Love.
Wow. And Community is...
Jack Winger?
Is that Community?
Yeah.
All right, that's correct.
Oh.
I'm like...
I thought Winger.
I'm like, right. Wings of Love. Nobody knows that show. But
I watched the first episode where they're doing the Spanish show.
You got to watch the ones where they do like the paintball episodes.
The Waltz. Yeah, the Wars. Like
1972 is the year, Josh. You want a bank or play?
Bank.
No, let's play.
I bank.
The character is Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce. Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce.
I see what you did there.
Nice. He's most known as Hawkeye. That's why I'm doing that.
What year?
1972. It's not Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, it's Jeremy Renner. It was when he was a kid, though. It's 3 seconds. Unlimited.
Two, one, flip.
We're the Jeffersons.
The what?
The Avengers.
Oh, and MASH. MASH is correct.
Oh.
The train moves on for Josh.
I started with National Treasure.
The next year is 1999.
Oh, I know this.
Josh.
Don't bank it. Don't bank it. You got it.
I want to continue to
play. He's got
it. All right. Nice. He's got it. All right. Since they're so hard, if this one's right, you get double every time.
Oh, what the?
So for this will be for four for you. The character is Josiah Bartlett from 1999. Josiah Bartlett. And I would definitely have not got this right, even though I like this show.
He's not the main character?
He is the main character, but I had no idea that was his name.
Sparky.
Oh, boy.
I can't even make up one. This is
all right, here we go. Flip.
Scrubs.
How does that say Scrubs? Saturday Mornings Under the Lights. And Josh is nothing. He was the president in the West Wing.
Oh, I never watched that.
Martin Sheen. All right, 1994. The character is Ross Geller.
Oh, that shit!
That killed Josh's train. I was hoping Ross would come up.
Yeah.
I got one.
Ready and flip. Friends, and friends.
Hey, tell you.
All right,
is he the funny one or the whiny one?
Does anybody want to bank? The year is 1980.
Bank.
Sparky's banking one chip.
1980? Okay, I think I'm wrong.
All right.
Okay.
The character's name is Thomas Magnum. Thomas Magnum. I'm going to put four out here because I don't know what Sparky's going to get. But it's probably not the right answer. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Magnum P.I.
18.
Magnum P.I. is correct.
Tommy goes to 3. This guy does not watch TV.
Joshua. I thought Spark would be good at this.
I thought you'd better than me.
Now we'll go. So did I. Well, now we're going for four.
What year?
The year is 1984. You want to bank or do you want to play? The year you were born, Tom.
I'm going to write down the answer before he even says it.
Really? All right.
Bank.
You're banking. Okay. Tommy banks for 3 chips. The character is Jessica Fletcher. Jessica Fletcher. He was writing before I said a word.
Jessica Damn Fletcher. It, I should not have banked.
Yeah. Like, oh, you know.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Murder, She Wrote is correct. Not Elf and not Jaws of Life with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. All right. So Josh again loses his train.
No.
I kind of wish these were real shows.
Trying to get to that double once.
All right. 2019. Do you want to stay in this or do you want to bank?
I'm going to stay.
Okay. Namaste. 2019, the character is Cassie Howard. Cassie Howard.
2019?
Yes.
Cassie
I think this girl also plays a different character with that first name. But I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip. It's not Teen Wolf. It's not Stranger Things. It's not Stranger Things, the X-rated version. It is Euphoria. Euphoria. It's our girl. What's her name? What's wrong with me?
Alexander Daria?
No. The one from the movie you just watched yesterday.
The other girl.
Sydney Sweeney. Oh. Got it. All right. The year's 1976. The character's name is Jill Monroe. That's true.
76?
Yeah. Jill Monroe. They made movies about this show. Multiple. That's the clue. 3 seconds. 2, 1. Flip. Harry Twatter. No.
Starsky and Hutch.
What, dude? That is nothing.
Starsky and Hutch.
Brady Bunch is incorrect. That is what not the Starsky fuck? And Hutch.
No, no.
That is
Hutch.
Not.
No.
These two am letters is Starsky.
No, you were definitely not right.
Oh.
All right, 2003, the wait, character.
What was the answer?
Oh, sorry. The answer was Charlie's Angels. That was Farrah Fawcett.
Bank.
And Charlie's Angels.
Can I bank?
All right, 2003, the character is Alan Harper. Alan Harper, 2003. Alan got this one?
What is that name? Alan Harper.
Come on, buddy. Tom's the only one I didn't know if he'd get this one.
I'm on the final season now. I started from the beginning.
Flip. Oh,
2.5.
2.5. Men. I was right.
Harper's Ferry.
Harper's Ferry. Okay. But Sparky and Josh.
Sparky had it right.
Sparky finally got one. Let's clap it up for Sparky. Yay,
that's my second one. I got friends.
Oh, you did get friends. You're
bank.
Right. You're banking?
I'm trying to read Alex.
The year's 2022.
Oh, change? Fuck it. Let's leave
Alex.
It.
Alex.
Yeah.
What is it?
For every letter, if you know it, blink once for A, blink twice for B, blink 3 times for C.
Tom, I don't want to talk you out of banking.
Between each letter, go like this.
Ah, fuck it.
I know.
All right. 2022, the character is Jennifer Walters. Jennifer Walters in a show that came out 2 years ago.
Bank.
What's it called? 2022?
2022. Jennifer Walters. Do you guys want me to tell you what it came out on?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh. No, oh, cool.
Yeah. Disney Plus.
I knew it was Disney Plus. You knew it was Disney Plus. Otherwise, why would you say that? Right?
Okay.
Right. I mean, I had a feeling.
I guess you're right.
What is
Jennifer Walters? Is that what you're thinking?
No, the name of the show. I'm not asking you.
One second. And flip.
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk is correct.
Nice. That's not what I was thinking anyway.
WandaVision. So, I was thinking WandaVision. Tommy's train has started. The year is 1993, Tom.
Did I get it right?
What's going on in 1993?
Oh, you did.
What? No.
No, he just
No, 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 I don't do that shit.
I'm not. It's Penelope.
Okay.
All right, it's going for
Penelope.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your own fucking fuck up. And you're getting it wrong.
In 1993, this show started with Topanga Lawrence. Topanga Lawrence. I think everyone's going to get this right.
Just excited to see Sparky's answer. No, he's writing too much for it.
Ready, set, flip.
Oh, you got it.
Boy Meets World, Boy Meets World, Boy Meets World. Nice.
I contemplated fucking with it.
Tommy, if you go for it, the next one will be worth 4. You guys can go for 2.
Is Final Jeopardy worth like 7 times? By any chance?
The year now is 2011.
Bank.
Pussy.
Banks.
You guys, it's not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is the 70s.
All right. The 80s. Character's name is Rob Stark. What show?
What year?
2011. Rob Stark. He's going to go ahead and throw those chips down.
Oh.
I should be throwing these chips down, too.
No, I don't do that.
All right. 3 seconds, boys.
Rob Stark. Why do I know that name?
Choo-choo! 1. Flip.
Oh.
Let's see. Bam!
Oh my god! I forgot about
what
that.
What do you have?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh no, it is Game of Thrones. Everyone out there,
how'd
like,
you get that wrong?
What is wrong with you? All right, bang! Spark, you could go for 4.
All right,
the year's 1990.
Fuck that shit.
What do you want
to
do?
Let's do it.
All right, fuck, I love it.
There goes
the all right, matchups. The character 1990, Dylan McKay. Dylan McKay. You got this. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Can I have a hint?
Yeah, he's dead now.
That is a hint. Chip for Josh. He's dead in real life. Though he was a teenager on the show. Not in real life.
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong.
All right, on 3, 2, 1, flip. 902. Oh, nice, Tommy. Was the clues? Unfortunately, Wonder Years is not correct, but so Josh and Tommy got it right.
Dead and teenager, like, oh.
All right, we got just a couple left.
I had Dylan's girl out here, and then I reached it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I said a couple. Okay. All right, 1974 is the year. Josh, Tommy, what you going to do?
Are you right in your wheelhouse, Tommy?
Well, the thing is, when you get an older one, you know it's probably a big show, right? I mean, I don't know. little shows from then. All right, you guys both going for it?
Yeah.
The character is Richie Cunningham. Richie Cunningham.
Your accent, I'm blinking. You're supposed to blink for the letters.
Yeah, he
all right, ready, set, sing the song.
Monday,
flip.
Tuesday,
happy days.
Wednesday, Thursday, leave it to Beaver. This is the 60s.
But good job, Josh and Tommy, both getting it. All right, the year is 1989. Do you want to push or do you want to bank? Do you want your train to double in size?
I'm going for it.
Oh, I'm like doubling it. Right now.
All right. Tommy, this is special for me and you. The character is Jesse Spano. Jesse Spano.
Oh, I thought it was going to be this one.
No, that is incorrect.
Said 89, I would
pour. Yeah, yeah. 1989. All right, and three.
I don't know.
Two, one, flip.
When you wake up in the morning and your love gets out of line.
Step by step.
Oh,
I couldn't remember the name of the show.
Wow.
See the bus fly by. It's all right because I'm saved by the bell.
I kept thinking Kids in the Hall. I'm like, that's not right. And then I take a step.
It's
and
our girl from,
Striptease. Showgirls.
Showgirls, yes.
It's your favorite scary movie.
It's the worst. All right, Josh, you can go for 8. Spark, you can go for 2. The year is 2019. There are 3 left if that wants playing to your strategy.
I'm going
to
bank it. All right. I think I know the answer already, too.
I'm bummed that you banked it.
What?
I'm bummed that you banked it. All right, you keeping?
Sure.
All right, the character is Billy Butcher. Really, you were right? Oh.
Not right?
Not right.
Oh, okay.
Billy Butcher?
Yep.
Billy Butcher.
Billy Butcher from 2019. What's up, Alex?
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
Like the kicks. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. No Buffy one got it right. Child's Play, Stranger Fucks, and...
Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. Sure. The correct answer was The Boys. Billy the Butcher.
Oh,
and
it's yes. Also,
and the show's called Chucky.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, all right, 2 shit. Left.
I was wrong anyway.
Double points in this one. The year is 1982. The character is Michael Knight. Michael Knight. All right, Spark. I think you actually got this one. And flip.
Knight
Rider. It does say Knight Rider. I do see it. He's missing a letter in Knight.
Knight Rider. What the fuck?
It's N-I-G-H.
So you guys can get 4 for this one if you keep going, or you can bank your 2. The year is 1989.
It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
It is not Simpsons, so just stop. The character, you guys all better get this, is C.J. Parker. C.J. Parker.
I don't know what it is.
Bullshit. This is like your dad's.
I Tommy'd this.
I actually don't know this.
All right, flip.
It was also in movies.
The sad thing, oh, wrong. The sad thing is I misspelled it the second time, too.
You wrote
so
Baywatcher.
6 for you and 6 for you. Oops, sorry.
Okay.
Do not splash.
That was it. That was it. All right.
I will
so,
do whatever
counts.
The fourth team.
And let's get the final Jeopardy. Let's get out of here. People are tired of us.
25. Cut me up
on your 2.5 hour episode.
Yeah. Hey, Mary says we're gonna be done in an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know what I said. What is it? 50?
No, just one. But thank you.
Can I get 3 green, please?
Absolutely not.
All right, 2 red.
2 red instead.
Okay. 1 green.
All right, 177.
All right, yeah, you red, please.
T-Bone, what you got? Sparks, what you got?
I have 155.
Sparkles.
139.
What's the real answer? 39?
Josh, 60.
Oh, 177. 60.
Well, how did you know he was not? He didn't say a ridiculous number. That's funny.
Because he lost all his chips in the non-double.
When I got fucked by the Vanellope fucker.
What's the category, my friend?
The category is our guy.
Our guy. Our
take
guy
your bets.
Or our guy. For our guy.
All of our guys.
Oh, I gotta write a bet. I'm like waiting for the question.
It's just one question. There's no doubling or tripling, or there's no.
If I can spell it right, can it be 4 times my bet?
Maybe.
Because we know he ain't spelling it right.
And this actually could be a rewind. because I felt very, what's that deja vu-ish when I was writing this question. All right, everybody good? Everybody got their bet? You want to wait to the end?
Let's hear the question.
All right, here's the question. We've established Ryan Reynolds plays Guy in the movie Free Guy. But what other of his movies did he also play a character named Guy? That is the question. All right, everybody, after they give their answers and we see who is the winner and, more importantly, our loser that has to pick from the Wheel of Doom. Thank you for listening to us. We hope that you enjoyed the show. We hope to see you again in a couple weeks when our buddy Sauce over here is going to be hosting.
Yep.
Mike and Alex in the fold.
Ooh. I know. Turn of Alex.
Actually, he didn't say no. He said, So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe Austin will be back. I don't know if he's going to show up a couple times.
I don't know what small movies
he loves to make fun of us. All right, we got to count down to five, guys, because we got to go on. Four, three, two, one. All right, let's say bets first. So, Tommy, what'd you bet?
23.
Spark, what'd you bet?
God, Tom's a pussy. I knew I should have bet. Zero.
Josh, what'd you bet?
20.
Fucker, wow. Pussies. You guys are...
Well, in case he went zero... I want to make sure I was still above him.
I was trying to answer in case you put zero.
All right, what answers do we get? Does anybody think they have the right answer?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Okay, let's start with Josh then.
Bullet train.
Bullet train, you lose 20. Spark?
Waiting.
You lose nothing.
He's 100% small role in this one. The only way is to die in the West.
That is incorrect. He's uncredited.
Is it the one in...
It is The Croods. His name is Guy in The Croods.
I thought I had a decent chance.
I thought it was one of Denzel Washington, but I couldn't think of the name of it. Safe House.
Yes, I love that movie. All right, well, thank you, everyone. Porter. Who is our winner? Josh? Oh, the Tearaways.
Anyone but Tom.
The Tearaways.
We got to get the wheel.
And who is our big loser?
Sparky.
Sparky was 60.
Sparkles. Sorry, buddy.
With the 60.
All right, let's hear what his punishment is going to be before we sign off.
Fucking
man. Here we
This is all right. Here we go.
I can get my mouth for the sound effect.
I want to see.
It's going to be on the top. It'll be on the top. Wait, what does that say? Get whipped creamed.
Get whipped creamed. Oh.
Nice.
Ryan's going to get revenge.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yes.
Ryan revenge.
Yes.
We will let Ryan do this one.
He's really mad at me right now.
We all do. Because he had the whole thing. Yeah.
I think that was Ryan's.
I was just kidding about that.
Bullshit.
I think that was my punishment.
Bullshit. You should have let it go.
Oh yeah. You guys all whipped creamy, so that's why I did it.
I feel like Ryan.
All right, guys.
And I have created a rivalry.
Don't lose.